Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dial in toll free to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. News that shocked me. I mean, it's hard to shock me with a good news from the government, but actually there's a little bit that Daryl's going to be telling us about here in a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
So we talked a lot about Venezuela in the first couple of hours of the show, but that's certainly not the only news in the world. It's just something that I like to focus on from time to time because, well, it's instructive. Socialism doesn't work, and that's yet another example in a history of terrifying examples that have resulted in death and starvation.
Can I shorten your statement, or rather correct your statement briefly to say that coercive government doesn't work?
That's a good point.
Whether it be socialism, corporatism, fascism, you know, this thing in the U.S. that they call capitalism, that, sure, you know, depending on whose definition you believe, you know, if you go with Marx, then, yeah, the U.S. is capitalist. If you go with Rothbard, then no, it's not.
It's fascist. But, you
know, any coercive government does not work.
Sure. It's just easier to see in Venezuela because the problems have been amplified, and they're really coming to a head now. So let's talk about something a little closer to home here, Daryl. Washington, D.C., some good news.
Yes. This actually came out earlier today. Attorney General Eric Holder barred local and state police from using federal law to seize cash, cars, and other property without proving that a crime occurred. Holder's action represents the most sweeping check on police power to confiscate personal property since the seizures began three decades ago.
Wow.
As part of the war on drugs. Since 2008, thousands of local and state police agencies have made more than 55,000 seizures of cash and property.
Since 2008?
Yes.
Okay.
Worth approximately $3 billion under a civil asset forfeiture program at the Justice, or rather that the Justice Department calls equitable sharing. The program has enabled local and state police to make seizures and then have them adopted by federal agencies, which share in the proceeds. The program allowed police departments and drug task forces to keep up to 80% of the proceeds of the adopted seizures, with the rest going to federal agencies.
This just happened a few weeks ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the DEA was offering a spiff, basically, this sharing, as they call it, to the local police department. And the city council, of course, had to approve this. So essentially, they're willing to cut a check for, I think it was 10% of the take from a couple of drug raids that happened in another county. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, it was the cops from this county who were working in this other county. And even though they're technically out of their jurisdiction, it's still legal because, well, you know, they can do whatever they want.
Because they're the law.
Because drug war.
Yeah, and so they only got 10%, but what they actually said in the hearing was that normally they take 80%. Normally, the when the Keene police helps out the DEA or the drug task force or something like that in New Hampshire, or in Keene, New Hampshire, in this area, then they take 80% of the take. In this case, they were only taking 10% because it was only like one of their detectives who was working on this in this other county. And so, of course, the Liberty activists went in, me and a couple of other guys went in there, and we spoke to this county or this city commission and explained to them why prohibition is a bad thing and it doesn't work, and here we are again, you know, doing prohibition all over again, and you guys shouldn't be encouraging this. Please turn this down. And of course they voted unanimously to take it.
We'll take this $1,100.
But now what you're saying is, Daryl, that won't be happening?
Right. Now, this does not affect any state or local laws that allow for asset forfeiture.
Okay.
This just says that the state and municipal governments can no longer use the federal law
without a conviction.
Without a conviction.
Meaning that, as we've seen in certain instances, if you, let's say, Danica, you've got your life savings in the bank and you want to travel somewhere and you need that life savings because you're going to go and buy a house or something like that, and you've got thousands upon thousands of dollars with you in a lockbox in your car. You get pulled over, the cops find that money, and then they just take the cash, and you don't even always get charged with something. In some cases, they'll actually charge the cash with a crime.
Right.
And then they will take the they'll use asset forfeiture proceedings to essentially convict the cash of being illegal and then confiscate the cash.
Right. And the lawsuit would not be state of New Hampshire versus Danica's cash. It would be state of New Hampshire versus the cash.
Right. Okay, but so what if I so even if I had a receipt that proves that I withdrew this, it doesn't even matter?
No, it wouldn't matter
because
at all.
You might go buy drugs with that
money.
Oh,
wow. Right.
So, yeah, it's happened a lot. It's happened to a number of people. I mean, you know, grandmothers.
There was a story that we covered not too terribly long ago about the lady that owned the restaurant. And the local bank down the street said, well, it's easier for us if you make deposits, you know, of like $5,000 a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. Then we don't have paperwork. And, you know, some government agency came in and seized everything out of her savings account, and she's, you know, had to borrow money to keep the restaurant afloat while she sues to try to get her money back.
That's ridiculous.
But the amount that she's spending on the lawsuit is roughly equivalent to the amount of money that she's going to get
back.
That's
her money.
Not anymore.
Yes, but because, well, the law says that if you make suspicious deposits,
right,
or a deposit over $10,000.
Right, I know. I've worked in banking, and you know, I've had to do several of those, and it's just as uncomfortable for us as it is for, you know, the person having to do it. It's just, it's totally and utterly ridiculous. Like, it's just, there's no use for it.
So you filled out suspicious activity reports?
Unfortunately, I had to, and you know, couldn't let the customer know. And in some instances, it was extremely uncomfortable.
So, Holder said in a statement, with the new policy effective immediately, the Justice Department is taking an important step to prohibit federal agency adoptions of state and local seizures, except for public safety reasons. His decision allows some limited exceptions, including illegal firearms, ammunition, explosives, and property associated with child pornography, a small fraction of the total. This would eliminate virtually all cash and vehicle seizures made by local and state police
under
from the program.
Federal authority.
Yes.
So if there is a state asset forfeiture authorization, then expect it will continue in your area.
Yes, because this only applies to the federal, and that's what most people use as their justification is, well, federal law allows us to blah, 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 so they just do it.
I wonder if New Hampshire has asset forfeiture laws.
I don't know. I will certainly look into that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it does, now would seem to be an optimal time to, you know, wipe those things off the books.
Actually, now, one would think that since the legislature just began their new session, that now would be the perfect time.
It's too late, though.
But because, you know, new legislation has to be filed in
November.
The fall,
then
new legislation can't be introduced, although something certainly could be amended.
Right.
To wind up wiping that out.
So that could happen now, or this November, someone could put something in for the next term.
The article here from the Washington Post continues. It says, while police can continue to make seizures under their own state laws, the federal program was easy to use and required most of the proceeds from the seizure to go to local and state police departments.
I wonder what
many states require seized proceeds to go into the general fund.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I wonder what Holder's reasoning was. Does he say anything as to what was the motivation to make this change? I mean, because this was big bucks for the government guys. Like, why would he take this little plaything away?
I'm glad you asked. A justice official who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to discuss the attorney general's motivation said Holder also believes that the new policy will eliminate any possibility that the adoption process might unintentionally incentivize unnecessary stops and seizures. Holder's decision follows a Washington Post investigation published in September that found that police have made cash seizures worth almost $2.5 billion from motorists and others without search warrants or indictments since September 11th, 2001. And there's a little bit more on this article.
Yeah, it seems like he's just doing the right thing in this case.
I mean, good for him.
Yes. Credit to this guy. 855 453. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have a website, freetalklive.com. You can go and get interactive there. And also, freedomsphoenix.com. You can go there to uncover the secrets and expose the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. They are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Al is listening in Bangor, Maine to WNZS. Hello, Al.
You have to realize that chaos created in Venezuela is not only by the socialists, but by the capitalists as well. And the socialists work hand in hand with the capitalists throughout society, throughout history, to destroy society. It's precisely what they're doing in the U.S., socialists and the capitalists working together. And what they will do, they put the emphasis on the material basis of civilization. You look at the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats say distribute the wealth. The Republicans say increase the wealth. But it is wealth which destroys nations, corrupts them.
What the hell are you talking about? Wealth destroys nations.
Of course it
does. That even mean?
I'm still trying to figure out what he's talking about, the difference between Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, what's the there's no difference between those people.
Well, the difference is that the similarity is that they are based in materialism, that the belief that wealth will improve, enhance human life, and that wealth prosperity.
Do you even know what wealth is, Al?
Well, perhaps you can instruct me.
No, I'm asking you. Do you know what wealth is? I mean, you're talking a good game, like you seem to know something about it.
I have a fair concept of it.
What is it? Can you explain?
Well, it'd be material goods, possession of material
goods.
That's
not necessarily true.
Material goods can be an indicator of wealth, but yeah, that's not necessarily true.
I mean, you might feel wealthy and say, like, you know, love from friends and family, and that can make someone feel very wealthy, feel very fortunate. It's not all material. It's not all physical.
Yes, but in the case of the Republicans and Democrats, our current political system, their definition of wealth is very clear. It's material prosperity. And that is
precisely. And so you're saying material prosperity, you think that destroys nations. Now,
oh,
when you
absolutely
say destroys nations, do you mean it destroys the nation state, or it destroys a arbitrary geographic landmass, the lifestyle there? What is being destroyed in your mind
both,
when you say
once
that?
The nation is destroyed, the state is destroyed with it, because the nation produces a state. You have in the case of the U.S.
That's just a bunch of gobbledygook, Al. The nation is, they're both just two ideas. A nation and a state are both ideas, and they are not destroyed or affected in any way by the wealth of the people that live there.
They exist in reality, and the nation is very different from.
If it were true, Al, that wealth destroyed nations, then we would. Well, first of all, then that would mean that North Korea would be one of the strongest nations because they're one of the least wealthy.
No,
and that would also.
Hardly. That's prosperity. It's called the course of empire, and you have historians such as Spengler and Toynbee talk about the fall of a civilization. Spengler is very clear that wealth is essentially destructive. For example, you have George Soros.
Tell that to people who don't have air conditioning.
George Soros is the biggest capitalist in the world, you see. But what we found out...
No, I don't believe a word you say, but you can keep saying
just,
it. Go ahead.
Just a moment. Are you doubting that he's a capitalist?
Well, I doubt everything that you say, Al, because, you know, you're all kind of jumbled up here.
Oh,
look,
no.
The wealth is a nice thing to have. Wealth is the reason why you have a phone that you can talk to us on. Wealth is the reason why you have heat and air conditioning in your home. Those things are wealth. Like, you know, when you have these things that other people in the world don't, the poor person in the United States has more wealth than a rich person did in the United States 150 years prior to that. The poor person in the United States has all kinds of comfortable things that poor people in the rest of the world don't have. So it's much better to be a poor person in the United States than elsewhere because this is a wealthier place. You're more likely to live longer in a wealthier place. You're more likely to live comfortably in a wealthier place. So I think what you're getting at, Al, but you're doing a very poor job of saying it, is that you believe that things and the accoutrements of life, the products that are out there, that the consumer lifestyle is somehow debasing people. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Prosperity in America has been a destructive force, and the forefathers predicted that. To go back to George Soros, who was a capitalist.
George Soros wasn't a founding father.
Look, am I speaking to kindergartners here? Just let me complete a thought. George Soros, everyone knows, is an arch capitalist. He's a billionaire. He also funds the Ferguson protests from Maine to California, all across the country, numerous left-wing causes. My point is this. The capitalists will support left-wing causes that eventually destroy a nation. They are the force behind massive immigration into the U.S. Well, you're
you
laughing.
Are so paranoid.
Let me tell you.
Okay, so
laughing.
I think he finished a thought, but it was not in any way coherent.
No.
No, because you're on their side, pal.
Whose side?
You know.
Whose side?
Is Soros. And
now there's a new conspiracy.
Oh,
I love this.
Yes, indeed.
So it's so funny. Al,
they are.
are we on Alex Jones?
Wait, are we getting money from the Koch brothers or the Soros guy? It's one or the other, right?
It could be the same.
Could we get the Machiavellian thing?
They believe in the same thing you do, the proliferation of drugs, pornography, homosexuality.
Who does?
To destroy your nation. Leftists.
Wait a minute. So wait, are you saying that we're getting money from George Soros or the Koch brothers? Do you know who the Koch brothers are?
Ideologically, you're the same as a leftist.
I'm trying to ask you a question so we can have a conversation. Do you know who the Koch brothers are? I'm just curious.
Oh, certainly. They're capitalists. Support left-wing causes.
So they're left-wingers now, the Koch brothers.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Are you joking?
Are there any capitalists who support right-wing causes in your mind?
Very, very, very few. You have to
now, do those people contribute to the downfall of the nation as well?
Well, the Rockefellers are globalists, internationalists. That's well known. The Kennedys. And you go on and on.
Who do you support, George or Al? Who is it? Who would you like to see in charge besides yourself?
Support a true conservative. A conservative means the ideals and the traditions of the nation.
No, it doesn't.
The leftists...
Conservatism means just the whatever's in the past, they want to keep that. That's what conservatism is, right? You're conserving.
Yes, conserving the traditions of a nation, because once you destroy the ideals of a nation, like the Republicans, the Democrats, the Libertarians want to do, with homosexuality, drugs, you destroy
the
nation.
The Republicans are behind homosexuality and drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
They're getting better. I got to give them credit for that if that's the case.
I did not know that.
Which party? Which party are you going to be voting for? The Prohibitionist Party?
Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact.
There you go. That's about all we got there.
Very good for you.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that previously on the show, didn't you?
One thing right.
Gene Amundsen, good old Prohibitionist Party character. He's dead now. Good luck with that, Al. I think there was like 6 people at the Prohibitionist Party convention last year. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. You can talk to us liberals. Wait a minute. No, we're not liberals. We're liberty-minded folks.
No,
here.
Yeah, we're not liberals. We're conservatives, maybe.
No, definitely not that either. you could describe us as libertarians, although not all libertarians appreciate that particular word. I'm not a fan of it myself, but I'll begrudgingly accept it. It's certainly closer to accurate for me than liberal or conservative.
You could also call us classical liberals.
Yes,
true.
Classical
liberals. As in, you know, like the old school thought of Jefferson or Bastiat.
What about paleoconservative, Daryl?
Oh, no, I still eat rice.
I was just going to say, it sounds more like a food option, Ian.
I've heard that one. I don't really know what the source of it is, though.
I've heard the term. I'm not sure exactly what it means.
Yeah, me neither.
But it does, from what I know of it, it sounds very much like classic liberal, libertarian, in meaning. But because the term conservative and liberal shift meanings all the time, and, you know, the actual dictionary definition of the word conservative is one who does not like change.
Correct.
Or claims to want to hold to tradition, then, you know, what is, you know, the tradition of now, you know, people, we need to go back to Leaving the Beaver with the white picket fence and Andy Griffin. Mm. You know, that's
and slavery.
Know, that's right now's, you know, quote unquote traditional values as 60 years ago, and in 60 years, you know, what is going to be considered? I wish we could go back to the good old days where we only had to take our shoes off at the airport.
So we just had Al call in a moment ago from Bangor, Maine, and he's a fascinating caller. And you know, he's someone who calls fairly often, so I'm sure we'll hear from him again and get to pick his brain a little bit further. But can only handle so much of that. And you know, the idea that wealth is somehow destructive, is somehow a destructive force, is just the most ridiculous claim, because wealth is a creative force. When you have wealth, then you can create more wealth on top of that wealth, because basically wealth is created in a lot of ways by human beings taking their brain power, their ideas, and combining their ideas with natural resources to create things that never existed before. So you take trees and rocks and water and, you know, you make them into things. And then, you know, once you have those new things, you have new wealth. You have new products and services and ideas that hadn't existed before, which you can then combine with new ideas and other natural resources and existing products to create newer wealth on top of that, and generation upon generation.
Right. Now,
people get wealthier and life gets easier.
If Al wanted to talk about consumerism causing the downfall of a society, then that would be something a little bit different than wealth.
He'd have a stronger argument in that
case. Yes, and I think what he was trying to say, it is, you know, the non-coherent state that it was, it did sound as though he was talking more against consumerism,
yes,
but he was equating consumerism to wealth, and it seemed as though he was saying that prosperity was something different than wealth.
I think that in the case of consumerism, there's some legitimate concerns, right? The idea being that if there's so much wealth, then people, you know, can just buy all this stuff, and they'll get in the habit of buying to the point where they can't really afford it. So with consumerism comes usually a massive debt load per individual.
Yeah.
Right. And then, of course, once you're getting into debt, you're owned by the credit card companies or whoever it is that's providing those loans to you, the mortgage, etc. And people get to the point where they can't dig out of that hole, that debt hole that they've put themselves in. I think that's certainly a problem.
Right. And if you've ever read the book Brave New World,
I have, actually.
There's one of the things that is taught in, you know, that dream osmosis sort of thing where they repeat the sayings. I forget the exact saying, but it, you know, was something that wound up rhyming of don't, you know, save or make better whatever you have, just buy something new.
Yeah, a totally consumerist kind of practice there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, people get confused with wealth as just being all about money. But, I mean, you know, there's so many different kinds of ways that people can view wealth or prosperity, even, that is not, like, is it not physical?
So, something less tangible, like you were talking about having friends and being, like, able to spend time with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who here hasn't been in some sort of, like, toxic friendship or relationship? I mean, if you have, like, you know, good, solid people that you feel comfortable with, I mean, that, I mean, you know, you feel very happy, very prosperous with, you know, a good set of people. I mean, that's just one example of something that's not monetary.
Certainly. Psychic wealth, if you will.
Psychic wealth. Just emotional well-being, I suppose.
So you can share your thoughts with us here. Is wealth a damaging thing? Absolutely not, in my opinion. In fact, it is wealth that is why we're so we are so comfortable today. As we were talking about earlier with the Venezuelan situation, these guys are having a tough time finding toilet paper, detergent, chicken, dish soap, some of the most basic items. There's another article that we didn't have, you know, I didn't want to get into just because we covered it pretty deeply. But another news story about the worsening situation in Venezuela said that you have to wait in 20 different lines usually to get 20 different items because the stores are so sold out, and so it's so hard to find items on the shelves. You're going constantly from store to store to store just to get your shopping list taken care of. I mean, it's hard to even imagine the difficulty there.
Yeah, the article said they had to take days off work to
Yeah, to go shopping.
Losing money, possibly, to do that.
Yeah, right. And then you combine that with the economic, you know, difficulties and, you know, how do you earn the money to buy the things that you need to buy if you can't actually spend time working because you're spending time standing in lines. I mean, it's just an insane cycle of, now you want to talk about destructiveness.
Well, you're probably a government employee because everything's nationalized in Venezuela.
Not quite everything, but it would be interesting to see what portion of the industry the government has taken control over there. So, share your thoughts here. Hart is with us in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live, Hart, in West Virginia. Hey. Hey there.
Yeah, I was going to ask y'all about what does the International Arms Treaty entail for the United States citizens?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is it?
The International Arms Treaty, it was signed last year. I think 32 countries signed it that are in the UN. Our country signed it. But I didn't know if y'all knew anything more than I did about what it entailed. I know that it's has a lot to do with like amount of ammunition you can have. Like we couldn't buy Austrian made Glocks or HK products unless they are made in the United States. No, I didn't know if y'all knew anything about it.
You know, I don't have anything. I feel like it's something that someone might have called in about back when it happened. But unfortunately, you know, we're just talk show hosts. We don't really know much of anything.
Do you know if the Senate ever actually ratified this? Because a president could sign any treaty all day long that he wants, but unless it's been ratified by the Senate, then it is not in force.
Well, see, that's actually what I was calling to see if y'all knew about.
Ah.
I know that it is actually supposed to go into effect on Christmas of 2014, or actually Christmas Eve of 2014, and I didn't know if they're still going to have ratification of it by the Senate or what they're going to do.
Based on information that I'm seeing on Wikipedia, the United States has not ratified this.
Okay.
There's only a handful of countries that have.
So at this point, it's been signed but not ratified, so therefore it's nothing more than a suggestion or something like
that? That's correct.
Is that what you would say? Yeah, because I felt like if I would have, if something had happened to seriously restrict weapons, we probably would have heard some word on the street. I mean, we're in New Hampshire where everybody has, you know, guns, or almost everybody seems to, and we're certainly around a lot of activists who are really, you know, right to bear arms types, and I'm sure there would have been plenty of grousing about this, but I haven't heard word one about it until your call tonight.
I hadn't heard anything either.
So I would say don't worry about it, Hart. It sounds like everything's okay.
Alrighty, I just thought I'd call and ask off. Y'all know, thought y'all might know more.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. The Mt. Gox owner, Mark Carpella, says he's not Dread Pirate Roberts. And he has been accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts in court in the Ross Ulbricht trial. That was the big news from the trial yesterday during cross-examination of the federal agent, one of the agents who was investigating the underground marketplace known as the Silk Road. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals and the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promotes. And you just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, A-M-P, .freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the excellent AMP-only Facebook group, one of the only good reasons to use Facebook, the AMP-only Facebook group, amp.freetalklive.com, among other things. But the real reason to do it is to help us out, because that $5 a month goes to getting on more radio stations and spreading the message of freedom as far and as wide as we possibly can do. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So an update here from the Silk Road case, a.k.a. the Ross Ulbricht trial that kicked off on Tuesday. It will resume, from what I understand, on Monday. Today was a day off.
Are you sure Monday? Because Monday's a holiday.
Is it? Okay, then I'd heard both Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you might be right about that.
Probably would be Tuesday, then.
Is it Martin Luther King Day or something?
Yes.
Okay, so probably Tuesday, then. Apologies about that. And here's the latest, because the big bombshell yesterday, as was discussed on Free Talk Live, John Bush called in from thelibertybeat.com. He's done an awesome job of covering what's going on inside and outside of the trial.
And he did a wonderful interview with Lynn Ulbricht.
The mom,
and that right now I believe it's only available on a website called WatchMyBit.com.
Ah, okay.
Which is, it's a website where you have to pay a couple of Bitcoin to watch
a couple bits, actually.
Or, yeah, a couple of like,
a couple of Bitcoin pennies. That's expensive.
A couple of pennies worth of Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's micropayments.
Right, it's micropayments, and in some ways, it's better than having to, you know, watch the little ad at the beginning of the YouTube video because, you know, they're not tracking your demographics.
Yeah, it does.
So I watched the video this afternoon.
What did you have to pay?
10 cents.
10 cents worth of Bitcoin.
Yes.
Okay. And was it worth it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, cool. I'm glad to hear that because I feel like when we had Doug on the show, who's the guy who's behind WatchMyBit.com, when we were down at the Coins in the Kingdom event down in Orlando, and I like the idea, but I'm so used to getting videos for free online,
right.
I feel like, are people really going to use this? So I'm glad to hear that you've actually dug into your pocket and spent some Bitcoin to watch a video online.
Yes.
Just wondering.
Yeah, so they're currently still in beta, so yeah. You know, there are some bugs to work out with the site, but I definitely think that it's going to wind up being something big.
All right, cool. Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes on that.
It's an interesting concept. I mean, 10 cents a video.
Well, it's not necessarily 10 cents a video. The person that uploads the video gets to set the rate.
Oh, okay.
So it could be 2 cents. Or whatever.
Right. It could, in theory, be 1/10 of one penny.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, encourage more people to watch your video.
If it's 1/10 of one penny?
Bitcoin only.
Oh, okay.
So that's at WatchMyBit.com?
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking about the big news from yesterday, and that is that the allegation that it was Mark Karpeles, the founder of MT Gox, who is, in point of fact, Red Pirate Roberts. At least that's according to the defense attorney in this case. He was interviewing or cross-examining the agent, Mr. Deregahan, or however you pronounce that guy's name. And
I've been saying it, Deregahan.
Deregahan. And so in that cross-examination, he got Deregahan to admit that he had, in point of fact, been investigating Mark Karpeles as possibly being Dread Pirate Roberts. We've yet to hear why he changed from investigating Karpeles into Ulbricht, and I imagine we'll hear that on the cross or the recross or whatever you want to call it when it's cross-examination. And what do you call it then, like recross or cross-cross or...
I have no idea.
Where the prosecutor gets to go again with his witness.
Right. It's essentially a rebuttal, but they have a different legal term for it.
Anyway, so I imagine we're going to
hear
more about that. Redirect. Thank you for that, yeah. So here's Karpeles' statement, or some sort of news report about his statement, because he has now spoken out claiming to not be Dread Pirate Roberts. And further, he says he is not involved with the Silk Road and does not condone what has been happening today. This is according to Nathan Mattis over at ARSTechnica.com. Today, in the ongoing Silk Road trial, defense attorney Joshua Dreidel and his client, defendant Ross Ulbricht, made another bold proclamation. A day after the defense stated Ulbricht was not Dread Pirate Roberts, they pursued a line of questioning suggesting who actually controlled the online drug marketplace. Mark Karpeles, the owner of the MT Gox Bitcoin Exchange. Karpeles told Ars via email, quote, this is probably going to be disappointing for you, but I am not Dread Pirate Roberts. The investigation reached that conclusion already. This is why I'm not the one sitting during the Silk Road trial, and I can only feel that defense attorney Joshua Dreidel is trying everything he can to point the attention away from his client, unquote. Ars reached out to Karpeles soon after his name came up in court today, with the Department of Homeland Security representative mentioning that he was at one point a suspect for being Dread Pirate Roberts. We asked if he ever had any connection to Silk Road. Karpeles continued, quote, I have nothing to do with Silk Road and do not condone what has been happening there. I believe Bitcoin and its underlying technology is not meant to help people evade the law, but to improve everyone's way of life by offering never-thought-before possibilities. As for the SilkRoadMarket.org domain, it was registered by a KayleeHost.com customer and paid in Bitcoins. Apparently, he's claiming that wasn't him, because the allegation was in court that he was the owner of SilkRoadMarket.org. When asked about more specific suggestions made in court that Karpeles' lawyers offered to tell the government who ran Silk Road and perhaps led them to Ulbricht, Karpeles says he didn't know how much he could say, but denied knowing the man who's now on trial. He wrote, quote, I did not know Ross Ulbricht until his name was published after he was arrested. It was uncommon, or was not uncommon, for MT Gox to cooperate with law enforcement within the scope of Japanese law. In court earlier, Dreidel asked Homeland Security agent Jared Duryegahan about his earlier suspicions that Karpeles was running Silk Road. Duryegahan acknowledged being suspicious at an earlier time, saying he filled out an affidavit in mid-2013, saying that by the contents of that affidavit, yes, Duryegahan answered from the stage. Both the government and U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest were surprised by the approach. Prosecutor Saren Turner initially objected, saying Dreidel was clearly or was trying to get hearsay evidence. When the jury was sent out of the room, Dreidel stated his thesis more clearly, saying, quote, they had this guy, Karpeles, in their sights, and he'd never been charged. Our position is that he set up Mr. Ulbricht.
Now, something that's interesting, and I learned from watching the interview with Lynn Ulbricht that John Bush did, the affidavit was initially introduced as evidence by the prosecution, but yet the prosecution wanted to object to it as hearsay when the defense brought it up.
The affidavit that the agent thought it was Karpeles? Affidavit?
Like, all of the affidavits signed by the DHS agent were introduced as evidence. Like, you know, here's all of the evidence that he had that, you know, shows that Ross Ulbricht. And so the defense attorney pulls out this one affidavit that mentions investigating Mark Karpeles and questions.
Objection!
But you introduced this.
It's the guy on the stand. He can testify to what he said.
Right.
Hearsay is when someone else, or when you say someone else said something. That's hearsay.
Right.
And so the judge did, of course, overrule that objection, and rightly so.
And I had a situation in Keene the last time I was in court for a trial where the prosecution introduced something as evidence. I asked the police officer about it, and the prosecution objected that it was hearsay. The officer's note from a ticket that I received.
Wow.
We're hearsay.
Was it overruled?
No.
Oh, Burke sustained that one?
Burke sustained it.
So we will find out more about this case as time goes on, expecting it to come back into the courtroom in Manhattan on Tuesday morning. That's the latest. That's all we know now. And in the meantime, Ross Ulbricht continues to be in a jail cell while he awaits the verdict, whatever that will be, which could be 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, and who knows, that could be the length of the case, and who knows how long it's going to take for the jury to actually reach a verdict. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go, James.
Yeah, bang your head, Al was on to something. You guys are just hard right-wing progressives. You believe in dope and change. You want to fundamentally transform the United States of America. You believe that not having to wear clothes is because it's a societal norm that you don't have any respect. You believe in having consensual sex with kids is okay as long as they're okay with it. There's many things I could go on and on about. Oh, most importantly, though.
Too bad you don't have time. See you later, James.
Yes, because we have always talked about not wearing clothes around. What?
Yeah, he was totally misrepresenting almost every position that we have.
I'm sorry, if I got
And I don't even understand what right-wing progressive means.
I don't either. But no, I did enjoy his shot at Alan Bangor. That was kind of
He's a banger head. Bam,
yeah.
Bam, bam.
It's kind of cute. All right, see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out darylfpp.cc. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.